than you have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And talk about the word come. You say something comes now. Yesterday it came. And it has
come.
Okay. And the word see. You see something now. Yesterday you
show it.
And you have
seen.
Okay. What about if you wanted to go somewhere, somebody might tell you, well, you can't go through there. The highway department's got all their machines out there and the road's all
overblocked.
Or torn up or
torn
something
up.
Like that. Okay. What about if you've given your wife a bracelet for Christmas and she's just standing there looking at it? You say, well, why don't you go ahead and
put it on?
And talking about the word do, you say you do something now. Yesterday you
done it.
And you have
done.
Okay. Or what about if you're just sitting somewhere with a friend of yours and you haven't even opened your mouth, and all of a sudden he says, what'd you say? You'd say, who, me? I said,
something.
Or he thought you said something, but actually you said
nothing.
Okay. Or what about if you hear about really peculiar things that you never heard of before? You might say, well, my goodness, I never heard of
such shit.
Okay. Or what about if I ask you if you've lived here in Geneva a long time? You might say, well, me? Why, I've
born here.
Or always lived
here.
Okay. Or what about talking about a person who's been thrown from a horse? He might say, well, I got thrown one time and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Okay. Or you might say, it wasn't an accident, he did it
on purpose.
Okay. And talking about the word ask, you say, I ask you something now. Yesterday I
asked.
And I have. And talking about the word fight, you say, I fight now. Yesterday I
fought.
And I have
had fought.
And if somebody took a knife and did that to me, you say, I got
stabbed.
And let's say if the teacher comes into the classroom and there's a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask, well, who
done that?
Or who
wrote that?
Or drew that on the board?
Drew that.
Okay. Well, if you had something real heavy to lift, that you had to use a block and tackle, you might say you had to get some pulleys and that thing up. You had to
pull it.
Would you say hoist it up?
Hoist it up.
Okay. We'll be through in about 10 or 15 minutes. Just got a little bit more to go and that'll be it. Okay. What about if you met somebody about 11 o'clock in the day, how would you greet them? You'd say what?
Good morning.
How late in the day would you say that?
12. And then after dinner it'd be good evening.
And the part of the day right after the morning is the
evening.
Is evening and afternoon the same
afternoon
thing?
Afternoon be the same thing.
Be the same thing. How would you greet somebody, let's say at any time of day, what would you say to them?
How to do.
Or what about when you left them, what would you say?
Well, let's say goodbye.
Goodbye. Would you ever say something like good day or
good day or
something like that?
Goodbye. Good day, either one.
Okay, what about the names of the meals? When you get up, you eat
breakfast.
And then after that, you eat
dinner.
And then you eat
supper.
Okay. And when you're leaving somebody at night, you would say
good night.
And let's say on a farm, if you start to work before daylight, you say we started to work before
day.
Or before anything else.